This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For one of the best out there, Mike Silver joining the Volume Sports. Back at it with a brand new NFL show and the platform that Colin Cowherd fronts. So first and foremost, as Mike joins us here on Willard and Dibbs, hey, man, congrats.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Colin's really, really great. And I say that in terms of describing him off the air as well. So I'm super excited to be involved with his venture. And we're going to get really, really compelling and cool, mostly NFL luminaries, I would say. It's been suggested that a certain basketball coach near and dear to the hearts of listeners might get involved at some point. But we're just going to get interesting people and let it rip. And I'm really, really pumped about it.
Is it going to be like weekly? Is it going to be as frequently as you need it to be? How can we get comfortable consuming this content of yours?
Great question.
Thank you.
Well, and, you know, Colin's vision is just get people and we'll put it, you know, we'll put it on YouTube. We'll put it on iHeart. We'll put it on Spotify, Apple, et cetera, et cetera. So we came out of the gates, as fate would have it, with Sean McVay and CeeDee Lamb, so two episodes. So I know those are both out there now. And, yeah, I think it's rather than peg it to a day or a specific release time, I think it's going to be more of a function of who we get when. But you know me. I've already got some big names in the works, and there are a whole lot of 49er people on that list, by the way. So we'll get them out, and however you can subscribe or do that type of thing, that will keep you in the loop.
Excellent. Mike Silver, Volume Sports. And by the way, I was going to say, when you said Colin is great, I'm like, yeah, he's great, but he's no Steve Kerr. Am I right, Mike? Like before we get into the NFL, can we get a little something from you on the last couple of weeks of his life?
Yeah, we can talk about that indefinitely, by the way. That's a great subject. And, you know, listen, it definitely upsets me that not only is he, you know, the all-time leader in three-point shooting percentage and a five-time NBA champion as a player and now clearly a Hall of Fame coach with four titles and six finals appearances, et cetera, but he's also really good at sports journalism and, you know, I co-wrote a sports column with him for our high school paper. I think he preceded me at Yahoo Sports as a columnist. He obviously has been a great broadcaster. So, you know, I wish I could lord something over him, but even in that realm, he's pretty good. But no, this has been really cool. And yeah, I was talking about this with someone around the time they got down 2-1. And, you know, privately, Steve and I were having a lot of, you know, good text conversations and he was good, but I just told someone the most fun I've had during this run is when he and his staff have to problem solve because they're just so good at it. And, you know, we've been blown away at times by Steph and Kevin Durant and Draymond and Clay and all the great players they've had. And obviously they deserve the bulk of the credit, but there have been a lot of tense moments that they've had to coach their way out of. And if you really break down the last, you know, during that 8-year run, those are some of my favorites. Dating back to 2015 when they went down 2-1 to Memphis and he resurrected David Lee and got the pick and roll going and big fought his way out of that series. And they were down 2-1 to the Cavs, and they came out with a death lineup and figured that out and won in six. Obviously, they've had playoff series with Steph hurt, with KD hurt. They had to beat Houston in 2018 and 19 in really tough circumstances, that incredible Looney game in 2019 in game six. And then really 2016 was one of my favorite seasons. And, you know, I know it leaves a sting, but that's one of the reasons I just never understood the whole blew a 3-1 lead thing and the you know, kind of rancid Cleveland fan mantra instead of celebrating their one championship in any sport ever in decades. They turned it into that. And I just thought, as a, you know, someone who grew up rooting for the Warriors and obviously cares a lot about Steve, I was just so blown away that they got to that point where they were in those finals. If you think about what they had to get through, and, you know, and obviously, especially the Oklahoma City series, down 3-1, the incredible Clay shooting at the end of game six, a tense game seven. So I just, when they got down 2-1, as daunting as it seemed on paper, I just figured this is Steve at his best. They will problem solve. They will fight their way out of this. And obviously, as Steve would be the first to tell you, it sure helps when you have a, I'll say the word, Jordan-esque figure, yeah. leading all of it. But yeah, that's my very long opening answer about what we've been watching the last couple of weeks.
Now, you make me not want to talk NFL at all with you, by the way. And I know you...
we don't have to. We do not have to.
No, I mean, seriously, if you can promise us you'll come back on, then I could spend this whole time talking Warriors, because I said to Mike, about 4 months ago, that if they do this title this time, it's the Steve Kerr masterclass. So when you look at these Kerr moves, especially throughout the playoffs, was there one that stood out where you thought, that's problem solving at its highest level?
You know, I think some of it, sometimes it's things he tries that maybe don't work out awesome, but just shake it up, right? Like they started Otto Porter, who had looked so good in game one and at various times throughout the season of playoffs. And, you know, it didn't go so great when he was out there. They kept starting him, by the way. It just, you know, shook things up a little. But, you know, I think he just has such a good feel, both in terms of strategic adjustments. But, you know, you saw how they reacted to, you know, Boston's moves. You know, Boston obviously came out with a plan to defend Steph in the first quarter of game one that was maybe a little deficient. So Boston adjusted, and the Warriors had to adjust off that. But, you know, I thought there were a lot of little strategic wrinkles. But then, you know, I also just love the way that he is able to reach them and keep things, you know, positive at times where other coaches might, you know, be prone to, you know, more draconian vibes. And, you know, obviously, the relationship with Draymond Green is so fascinating. He clearly is there. You know, it has so much to do with their emotional makeup. I thought his game six was a masterpiece. I think it's one of the, you know, the greatest games in a clincher that anyone's ever played, seriously. But obviously, in game four, it just wasn't looking awesome. And, you know, he had the conviction to ride Looney in those late moments, and that was clearly the right call too. So, you know, the fact that he's forged these relationships and that environment for so long that there is all this mutual trust gives all of them the leeway and the heat of battle to kind of fight their way through some rough spots. And, you know, I went to game one, and you know, when I got home, I was texting Steve, and he had the same reaction I did, which made me feel better, which was, if those guys are going to go 15 for 23, like, whatever, throw up my hands. I mean, those guys didn't miss from three, especially at the end. So that didn't seem significant to me, though I thought Boston was really, really good. I didn't get to see game three much. I was at dinner with a former NFL coaching great in a different city, and I kind of caught the end. But then there was just this whole narrative that, well, Boston only can lose if they screw up. Otherwise, they're the better team. And I'm thinking, are they? Because right. They don't seem like killers to me. They lost Game 5 at home to Milwaukee. They lost Game 6 badly at home to Miami with a chance to clinch. They almost blew an 11-point lead in the closing minutes against Miami in Game 7. I'm like, they're really good. Are they killers? And what you saw in Game 4 was a team of killers and one of the greatest killers we've seen on the hardwood, who, is deceptively slight and just a little bit taller than me and Steve, who I had to guard on the playground way back when. But, anyone who is underestimating what we saw in that game and in that series outside of the Bay Area, because I think we all get it, is just missing the point. And honestly, by the third quarter of Game 4, when I saw what Steph was doing, I was very calm and felt like this is going to end great.
Volume Sports Warriors beat writer Mike Silver with us here on 95.7 The Game. you're crushing it with this, but you're too good on the NFL to not get some questions in, Mike. So, you mentioned maybe a lot of 49er people who are on your list. I would love to hear you speak to the story that has unfolded from the end of the playoffs to now, which is, did the 49ers mess things up with Jimmy Garoppolo? Was it just the shoulder? And now all of these takes on, Trey Lance is going to be the next big thing, all the way over to the other side, which is, Trey Lance is he just doesn't have it. From what you know, how would you describe the gap at the 49er quarterback position, the gap between what people say and what's actually happened?
Wow, that's a long question, or it's a lot. I have a long answer, but first of all, let me remind people that the Warriors just won their fourth NBA championship in 8 years, guided by the brilliant coaching of Steve Kerr. I wasn't really done. I just could say that every day for, a long time. As far as Jimmy, Jimmy has not been someone, even in normal times, and these are not normal times, who has been a great communicator in the off season with the powers that be, right? So they don't usually necessarily know what's up with Jimmy. And obviously him having the shoulder surgery discouraged some interest. I talked yesterday to an executive of one team that clearly is in the market still for a quarterback, so that narrows it down considerably. and he said the surgery still just scares people in the office, in the front office, to the point where I don't think we're going to be players. And so that's not something to be underestimated. Obviously, what they gave up to get Trey Lance, now that's a separate conversation, whether when Kyle made the trade, he was eyeballing Trey Lance or not, because I'm on record as saying that I don't think he was. But be that as it may, what they gave up to get Trey Lance suggests that you got to go to him. They don't know, they don't really know what Trey Lance is, right? The Jets don't really know what Zach Wilson is. The Patriots don't really know what Mac Jones is. It's an anomaly when you do. The Chargers knew that Justin Herbert was legit very, very quickly. But for the most part, you usually don't find out that quickly. So you would think with what they have committed to get him that they have to find out now. I think the push and pull there is that they clearly have a team built to win now, that, this is the window. And they were very, very close, arguably a dropped interception away from at least getting to the Super Bowl last year. And if you believe that there's a chance he's not going to be good enough, Trey Lance, then, whoa, well, we have Jimmy here, and he's, we still control his rights, and he's been pretty good. So you wonder if there's some, voice in the back of Kyle's mind that's thinking, maybe I should hedge and find a way to just not move Jimmy since teams aren't coming up to get him. Now, Jimmy can do some things on his end to force that issue, I believe. And then there's the whole, if they cut him late or ask him to take a pay cut late, how much money is he leaving on the table in that scenario? So I think all of that is in play. But it's not like Jimmy and Kyle or Jimmy and, you know, the other coaches are talking every day. This, a lot of this is happening, you know, with kind of a cone of silence.
Right, and at a glacial pace until the rubber hits the road. Could one of those covetous teams be the Cleveland Browns, considering where they might be with Deshaun Watson, Mike? How does this work itself out? He settled 20 suits, but the scepter of future jurisprudence still hangs above him.
Yeah, it's a fair question. You know, they obviously made the trade, the Browns, knowing that he might not be available right away. You know, we don't know exactly how long it's going to be till he's free and clear. And, you know, it doesn't seem like the Browns and Baker are going to patch things up to the point where Baker would just hang out and be the guy at the start of 2022. They do have Jacoby Brissett, who, by the way, you know, looked pretty good at times when he relieved Tua, which is a whole other subject in Miami. I think they feel reasonably comfortable with him. But yeah, if you start looking at the dominoes, let's say Jimmy's not going to Seattle unless they cut him, because the 49ers probably wouldn't do that. So let's say Carolina is the team that gets Baker. Now you're the Browns, you're the Seahawks. The Seahawks are like, okay, we got Drew Lock and Geno Smith fighting it out. Maybe they're content to rebuild a little, even though Pete Carroll is, you know, very, very old by coaching standards. And so if you're Cleveland, what do you do? But I don't get the sense that they're desperate to worry about, you know, well, let's say it's 8 games. I don't think that's a desperate situation for them. And then remember, they gave Deshaun Watson guaranteed money. They still owe Baker guaranteed money, unlike the 49ers, who can get out of their deal with Jimmy. And so are you going to now pay a third guy? You're going to pay potentially 3 quarterbacks in 1 year. And part of the holdup with getting rid of Baker for the Browns is that they're trying to get whoever takes him to pay a legitimate share of that money to get them off the hook. And there are a lot of owners I've talked to who are like, we don't want to let them off the hook because we're mad that they gave that guaranteed deal to Deshaun Watson, who has all this hanging over his head, by the way, and set that precedent. And so we're not going to help you when it comes to Baker. So it's a very interesting you know, set of affairs when you throw that into it.
Mike, great stuff. Thank you so much for doing it. Congrats again on the new spot there with Volume Sports. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And I just wanted to remind people that the Warriors are NBA champions.
Nice.
In case you started to forget.
the confetti has not made it all the way out of our laundry yet. But the reminder is always well taken.
Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.